Hey, kids.
I'm Batman.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Dance Off, bro. Me and you.
Hello, and welcome to Hey Kids Comics. I'm your host, Dan Collins.
Hey there, this is Martin Bruda.
Chris Gilp.
Hi, I'm Sam Tweedle. I could talk about Archie forever.
The biggest bane to my existence right now is Shield number 9.
They know that I would have put it under my shirt and ran off.
What are you talking about? I haven't seen any Action Comics number 1.
Gwenpool, I mean Spider-Gwen, the whole heat and stuff, this is going to be worth a few bucks. And nobody wanted it.
Yes, Dan, the Killing Joke does need to be R-rated.
I kind of like punching the walls of reality as a way to bring a character back because nobody knows what we're talking about right now.
Dark Knight Strikes Back was one of the biggest piles of dung ever, and it was what, $10 an issue?
We need to shame Sam. He is not here because he's gone to the Gem and the Holograms movie.
Hello and welcome to Hey Kids Comics. So who's here today?
Chris Gilpin. Martin's been up early.
It's a snoozer of a show, I guess.
Huh? What? What's going on? Mom, am I late for school?
We were up too early, yard selling. Anyways.
Why don't you tell? It's a comic-ish related story. You can just talk about that.
Yeah. Well, ad popped up late last night to go garage sale in Hastings. Old comics, collectibles. Then I saw Mego. I was like, oh, I gotta show Martin this. Martin's like, done. So
Mego for Migos.
So our planned trip to CBA was detoured out to Havelock. And
which is pretty much in the opposite direction.
Completely in the opposite direction, yes. Comics were standard stuff, nothing really too exciting. But Martin grabbed the some Migos, and the lady was like, well, I've got a bag of Star Wars toys. You want to look at that? Yes, please. And she's like, well, I've got the three more boxes inside and more action figures. You want to look at those? Yes, please.
She just kept bringing boxes out. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. So no comics, but
lots of good toys.
Lots of toys, yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I ended up getting some vintage Star Wars.
Yeah.
I got not Akbar. Bib Fortuna.
Yep.
The Medical Droid.
Medical Droid.
Hammerhead.
Yeah.
Chewbacca.
Yeah.
There was one
Tauntaun.
There was another one. Well, Tauntaun's a action figure playset / vehicle. He's a bit bigger. There was another guy. I can't remember who, but yeah, it was all right. It was okay.
And I got one of the bags. What's his name? Jabba's little buddy there. Salacious Crumb.
Oh, yeah. He's hard to find sometimes because that gets lost.
Yeah.
I got a Big Jim.
Hoyo!
Wolfpack. Big Jim. Hoyo! No pants, but it's kung fu action work.
Yeah.
It's a good time then.
It was all right. Yeah.
Hey, the internet sucks. I don't like the internet.
Why?
Can we get into that?
I hate
the internet. Well, you see, there's this little article on the news right now. Internet news. Jeff Johns, right?
Yes.
Rebirth. DC Rebirth.
Yeah.
The article is that he has stated that there is going to be a 2-year long theme / story going on amongst the Rebirth. Everybody's losing their minds over this. Yeah. 2-year crossover. Relax, people. Yeah. All it is, if you read it, all it is that there's going to be a theme and an undergoing storyline underneath everything.
Yeah.
And it's just I've got a 2-year plan for where I want to see the DC Universe go. Can you guys please make mention, talk about, and don't contradict this overlying theme that we've got, this overlying storyline. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like 2 years of continuity for all of us DC people that hated continuity. And people are losing their minds on the internet. I don't want a 2-year Civil War crisis on secret Earths. I'm like, relax, people. That's not what the article said.
They're actually doing continuity. So.
It's an actual continuity. It's good.
Yeah.
And there was even this little bit there that said that, and Dan DiDio, some of his storylines, Jeff Johns just told the creators, ignore them and throw them out. That's not a bad thing.
That might be the best thing ever.
That's a good thing. Relax, people. Internet, wind down.
Has he written a good comic?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think I've read anything from him that was that good.
Nothing that he wrote lasted.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know. He's a decent enough guy, though.
He's a decent enough guy. He's nice enough. You know, he's a family relative.
So are we, but we don't write comic books.
So I'm going to not say too much about him. Otherwise, at Thanksgiving, he's going to beat me in the back of the head with a bag of Lay's flavored potato chips. But, no, I mean, it just... Editorial, you guys edit. Creators create. Right. Yeah. You know, like just... Right. We had this new 52 experiment. Thank you very much. It didn't quite work out. Yes, it initially boosted up sales and got interest going. But, you know, when you're releasing number one issues that are coming out with 8,000 copies, you know, you're canceling titles before they even start. You're taking five titles and going, oh, we're going to make one anthology book, of which there's been one issue. You know, I mean, come on. This is a good thing, people. Relax. Yeah. But what's a bad thing?
Marvel? No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, DC article. Rebirth is coming out, yeah. Right? In June. Marvel's like, well, we can't let DC have the number one dollar share. Yeah. So, what
for
do we do?
For 1 month, even.
For one month. So, we're going to release two uber limited variant editions that are like, what is it, 1 in 4,000? So, you have to order 4,000 copies of a comic book in order to get this variant?
Brutal.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the 4,000 copies that you got lying around? Throw them out?
Yeah.
You right. really going to sell that variant for $4,000 to $5,000 to $6,000 to $8,000? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Anyways, the internet is not
so
my friend today.
I saw the article that you were ranting about.
Yes.
But I didn't actually read the article.
One of them is a Han Solo number one.
Okay.
And I think the other one is a Civil War thing. I'm not sure if it's Civil War number one or Civil War two issue one or... Yeah, me and Chris are digging through the warehouse comics at CBA, and we're flipping through, and I was looking through Amazing Spider-Man, right? So you're flipping through 100s, 200s, 300s, 400s, 500s, and then all of a sudden, 36 copies of 500 or 600 and something, you know, just this half a long box full of the exact same issue, and then the other half of the long box full of the next issue, and you're like, okay. Obviously, somebody bought a whole whack of copies to get one variant. Ooh, great. Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're silly enough and you really, really want that variant, go nuts. Buy 4,000 copies to get this variant. But we can't count that as you know, good for the marketplace. It's just, it drives me up the wall.
And then you found that whole stack of the die-cut Death of the Family Batman.
Oh, yeah, same thing. Like, there's a whole whack of these Batman, Scott Snyder's Death of the Family, right, that ran through tons and tons and tons of issues of the exact, like, tons and tons of copies of the same issue.
Yeah, that surprised me, because I thought they were pretty high-selling, those die-cut covers.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous. So many.
Yeah.
So many. Anyways, the internet bothered me today. Those are the two things that bothered me on the internet.
Well, if that's all that bothered you, it's going to be a long 50 minutes for the next.
Well, something else bothered me.
Oh. Uh-oh.
So, I'm a big fan of the Star Wars action figure variant covers.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know what that is, Marvel's publishing Star Wars comics, Darth Vader, Chewbacca, a bunch of other titles, Lando. And they have a fellow, what's his name, John Tyler Christopher?
Yeah.
John Christopher right. Tyler.
Yeah.
John Tyler. Anyways. The guy's got three first names. That's not right. I mean, it's bad enough when you have two first names. But when you got three first names, somebody's parents needed to be smacked. But anyways, so he paints up.
I hope he doesn't come over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Hey, Uncle Dan, don't bring Cousin Christopher over. Anyways, so he paints up this very nice little cover, and it looks like a 1977 action figure. So it's got the same Kenner border and the Star Wars logo and the action figures painted into a little bubble and stuff like this. So the cover looks like the old style action figures.
And they're neat.
They're very cool. And I like them because I was a big Star Wars fanatic when I was a kid. So I'm getting them, right? You know, there was one for issue one, one for issue two, one for issue three, blah, blah, blah.
All the main characters.
All the main characters. Darth Vader has his own series. There was one for Darth Vader number one. And, you know, Lando came out. The mini series. There was one for Lando, and You know, some of them are getting a little bit ridiculous. Like one was a variant cover of the back of the cards, you know, like a checklist. And that looked dumb.
Didn't one have the Death Star station soldier or something?
Oh, don't even joke. That's one of my favorite Star Wars figures ever. He's one of the original 12.
Okay, that's why he's on there.
Don't,
okay.
Don't crush the dream.
Stormtrooper number 8.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, you know, and like the Lando cover, the Lando miniseries, it was the Lando action figure. Princess the Chewbacca, Leia. It was the Chewbacca. Yeah. Princess Leia was Princess Leia. So it all makes sense. I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
So they're coming out with these things, and they just announced that they're going to be releasing a action figure variant for Darth Vader issue 20.
Issue 20?
Issue 20. There was one for issue 1.
Yeah.
None for issues 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Yeah. But there will be for issue 20.
Yeah.
The best part is the character that's going to be there, I don't even know his name. Grand Moff Admiral something or another, Theobald Crane, I don't remember what his name is. The reason why nobody remembers who this guy is, there was never an action figure of him. He was never in any of the movies. He was introduced in issue 8 of Darth Vader. We're going to make an action figure special variant of a character that was introduced a scant 12 issues ago.
Yeah.
Really?
That's a whole year.
Really? Like... I don't know. I'm reading the Darth Vader, and I think the character's a little kind of cool, but I don't think he warrants his own little variant cover.
Well, didn't they have a new character that made a great big hubbub, the girl that was introduced in that series as well?
Yeah, they introduced
some... Was that number 2, Darth Vader, or 3?
Yeah,
two,
she three. Was introduced in issue 2 or 3, and to be honest with you, again, I'm reading the comic. I don't remember what her name is.
Yeah.
I know Nin Num's name.
I would think it'd be her that... Maybe did the action figure variant because it was such a big deal.
I think that the big deal was that people were thinking that she might be a character that might appear in the movies.
And she was not.
And she was not.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the people who have a long box full of that issue hoping to speculate and make $1 million.
Yeah.
You'll find those at CBA next month.
You can put those beside your Gwenpool variant covers. But it just seems so weird. Like, has that jumped the shark? Has that gotten to the point where these variant covers are kind of getting a bit ridiculous?
Can we get action figure variant covers of us?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be super cool.
Can now, it be the slimmer version of me?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I got a little problem here. I am railing slightly against these action figure variant covers. Chapter House. My boys at Chapter House. My favorite publisher. The lovely home of beautiful things like Captain Canuck and Northgard and the pitiful human lizard and all good things of Canadian content are releasing action figure variant covers. Well, so, they look really cool. They're really neat. Every single action figure is actually, instead of being a picture of an action figure, it's a photograph of all these really cool custom Mego action figures that Sam Noir did for the characters. So there's Fleur-de-Lis, there's a classic Canuck, there's a new Canuck, there's Northgard. I'm going to forget.
Pitiful Human Lizard
has one. Yeah, so they're kind of neat. I saw
Lou playing with that, right, on Facebook?
Yeah. So it's a neat idea, and, you know, I mean...
Well, every company's doing it, because I've seen the covers of X-Files that have the action figure.
Yep, exactly, yeah.
Marvel's putting out, you know, all their number ones are putting out have variants of action figures on them.
So, I mean, I like them because the subject matter appeals to me, right? But do we need 3 copies of Captain Canuck number 11 or number 8 or whatever number it ends up being?
Yeah.
Do we need 3 copies of, you know, Pitiful Human Lizard 9 or 8 or whichever one it happens to be? They're just
jumping on the bandwagon, right?
It is. And, you know, to their credit... They're releasing, you know, 3 variant figures, variant covers, 2 variant covers per issue. Some people like Marvel are releasing 12, 13 variant covers per issue.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not talking about the really super limited special editions that are, you know, the EH variants that are only a couple of hundred, the Toronto Comic Convention variants, the Humboldt Saskatchewan cover variant. Those are kind of cool because they are super limited edition, usually only available at a special event and stuff. So that's a bit different. That's kind of cool. Yeah. Like, I really like that. But, you know, 3 distributes, 3 issues actually distributed.
You're going to buy them.
Well, you know, but it's getting to the point where, you know, I'm paying $10 roughly per Star Wars action figure variant cover. I've got, what, 30 or 40 of them? Well, no, that's exaggerating. How many do we have?
Yeah, over 20 anyways.
Over 20?
Yeah, because so 17 that's just came out.
$200.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I spent $200 in the 1970s on my Star Wars collection.
Yeah, that's pretty you
know?
Sad.
So, I don't know. I think it might get to a point. Like, already, there were two variants that came out. They looked like little mail-away packages.
Yeah.
So, it looked like the box with the lid of the box and had three figures in it. There's two of those. And I didn't bother getting the first one. The second one's coming shortly. I'm not going to bother getting that. I didn't get the checklist.
Were those Midtown variant specials?
Yeah, Midtown. It's just getting to, I guess we're getting to variant oversaturation, aren't we? Is that what I'm whining about here?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
90s. 90s.
90s. You know? And again, I'm not talking about the special ones for comic conventions and signings and stuff like that. That's really different. I mean, they're, you know, what is it? Jason Liu's doing a Pitiful Human Lizard EH variant available at Gotham City, Gotham Central Collectibles in Mississauga.
Yeah.
And there's only 200 of them. So it's a really limited, it's really meant to celebrate the store, the signing and stuff. So that's cool. I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
But when you print, you know, 5,000 variant covers.
Yeah.
How limited are they? Was it Scotty D that posted a picture of that action figure variant, that second mail-away action figure variant?
So.
It was like a 4x8 table. Completely covered in these things, like stacks and stacks and stacks. Yeah. You're looking at this going, this isn't going to be worth anything.
No.
You know? No. And what do? You can't display them on a wall.
But then that becomes the first appearance of Star Gwen.
Yeah.
And so then it goes up.
Well, that's the other thing, right? As people get burnt out, fewer and fewer people are going to be buying the variants and fewer issues are going to exist. And fewer of those variants are going to be, you know, it's going to be a little bit more valuable. It's like the last issue of Star Wars is almost the third most valuable issue of Star Wars simply because the print run was so low.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Again, that was an internet thing. The internet bothered me this week.
Well, that was 20 whole minutes of internet.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tony wants to know if I will stick an antique show lawn sign in my front yard. Okay. He doesn't know I live on a dead-end street that nobody drives into, but sure, I'll stick it on the grass.
Yep.
Anyways, what else we got?
Well, I will say that I read The Unbelievable Gwenpool today.
Did you?
And I laughed. I laughed.
Yeah, but you laughed at Spider-Man Deadpool. I didn't laugh at any, not one.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe my brain's just not into it.
I think so.
But I was, you know, I'm all about the Bwahaha Justice League. So I like a punchline comic. Yeah. And I just, it's not doing
it for me. Maybe because I haven't read them in a lot, like the slapstick kind of thing. I don't know.
Deadpool doesn't do it for me.
No. All
right. Harley Quinn doesn't do it for me.
Well, it's funny because I was actually just reading Sea Guy, the Grant Morrison.
Oh yeah. Thing. I picked up a couple of copies of it.
Yeah, and I read it years ago, and when I read it, I didn't realize it was like just a kind of a funny comic book, and I was reading it like, you know, Grant Morrison, this super serious, like layers of meaning, and I was read it, and I'm like, this is kind of weird, and then I didn't really like it, and then I picked it up the other night. And read the first like three pages and was just like laughing out loud.
Yeah.
And went, yeah, I'm in a better mind state for this time.
Yeah, exactly. So, I've got a few copies of the, like, there was two series or was there a series in a one show?
Yeah, there was like the first series was three issues and then it was like the return of Mickey Eye or something. I'm not. Yeah.
So I know I don't have a complete set of any of the series, so I haven't read them yet, but they're sitting there in the to-be-read pile once I complete them.
I think I got the second series from the Pickering warehouse sale, and then one issue from the first series in that same sale.
Yeah. You know what it could be? I'm reading those Spider-Man Deadpools digitally, and I'm beginning to think we've gotten onto this little bit of a digital kick where we're kind of reading some digital comics as well as print comics. And I'm really beginning to think that this, I'm not sure if it's the screen, I'm not sure if it's the motion of flipping the comics, I'm not sure if it's the time of day that I'm reading it, the tablet glowing in my face, or what it is, but I just don't seem to be absorbing anything that I'm reading digitally as well as anything that I read on paper.
Maybe.
Now, maybe I'm old school or something like this, I don't know. I mean, you know, they're the parenting people are all telling you, don't let your kids, you know, zone out at the end of the day on the tablet. Let them read something real physical. It's less stressful or something. I don't know. But yeah, it just doesn't seem to be sinking in.
I could agree with that. I mean, I would rather if you, I know a lot of times you read digitally because it's more convenient as well, but you know, yeah, I would always rather have that physical comic book.
Well, it used to be, I go to the comic store Wednesday, pick up my stuff. Wednesday, the wife has yoga, so I'm alone. It's quiet. Sit down at the table, read my comics, you know, nice relaxing after work. It's awesome. Now, you know, the comics are out of town in some places and we don't get them till Saturday, or there's something hectic going on, or we only get one or two. So I've been grabbing the digital copies to read on the Wednesday sometimes. And then, you know, by the time I actually pick up the physical copy, it's like, oh, why did I buy this twice?
Yeah.
And it just doesn't seem like the same. I mean, maybe the ritual's broken. Maybe I need to change it up.
Yes, you need to find your zen, your ritual.
For a long time, I blamed on my glasses, but I got new glasses, new bifocals. So I can see the dashboard while driving. It's awesome.
So you can see the speedometer now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you drive so fast.
What? What are you talking about? I wasn't the fastest car on the highway today.
No.
So did you read through this DC Rebirth previews?
I did. I read through the DC previews. It came out a little later, and everybody, again, they're losing their minds. On the back, there's a wraparound cover. So if you open the whole cover up, there's three hourglasses. The one hourglass sort of has the Golden Age heroes in it. The second hourglass kind of has the 70s, 80s pre-crisis on Infinite Earths heroes. And then the other one has the Rebirth heroes, and it's broken, and all the Rebirth heroes are bursting out. So everyone's right away going, oh, we're going to get the JSA, and we're going to get a pre-crisis Justice League. And I'm like, no, this is like
history.
It's a metaphor. It's showing you time goes by, and you know these new versions of the characters are breaking through. And
do you think that when like Jeff Johns sees people going like, oh, the JSA is going to be in there, he just like does a facepalm and says exactly that? Like, no, it's supposed to be a metaphor.
Yeah, exactly. Relax, people. Breathe in, breathe out. Now, I'm a big fan of the JSA. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to see them come back. And Jeff Johns wrote really a flippin' seminal run
for sure. JSA, yeah, so he'd be great on that.
We'll see how it goes. But yeah, I mean, it just shows, this is all online. We've talked about all this before. The Lex Luthor, New Superman, Superwoman, Supergirl, you know, all the issues that are coming out. And then they kind of give a few previews about what's not. I think it's kind of funny that they refuse to show the picture of the Titans. And yet that picture's been online from DC's official Twitter thing. So it's like, I don't know why you're not showing it. You already showed it, but what can you do?
Now, one interesting thing that I saw as I was flipping through there while you were ranting about something to do with the internet, Jeff Johns is co-writing the Green Lantern Rebirth one-shot.
Yeah.
Which should be pretty cool.
Yeah, there's going to be like a Rebirth one-shot of all the issues kind of sort of setting up the series. And I don't know if that was necessary. They could have done that in issue one. They didn't have to.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's okay. You know, like the book has a whole bunch of stuff in here. Not all the Rebirth issues are coming out in June. Some are coming out in July. But this has kind of a few previews. So while I was flipping through it, I kind of looked at the Birds of Prey preview. And I got to say, I wasn't going to get it, but I think I will. I mean, it looks pretty good. It's Batgirl, Black Canary, and what's your name? Oh, Sam's going to flip out on me. Huntress. Joe Staten's Huntress. And, you know, it looks interesting. And actually Oracle. Looks pretty good. Yes.
And new Oracle. Who is Oracle? That's what they want to
do. Yeah, that's the mystery. Somebody is claiming the name Oracle. I think it's Felicity.
Yeah.
I think it's Felicity. Anybody watching that Arrow show?
Yeah.
Like, watching it? Or do you kind of sit on the couch, fast forward all the sappy stuff and emotional?
No. Oh, I love you. No, you love me. Oh, I can't love you because it's dangerous. I'm breaking up. No, I want you together again.
And no, I'm watching it.
You're my ex-girlfriend. You're my ex-boyfriend and blah, blah, blah. And
then you just go to like, oh, arrows are flying. Okay, that was cool. 30 seconds. Oh, and we're fast forwarding again. Yeah. Or sit there playing, you know, Candy Crush on your phone.
Yeah, no, that's usually S.H.I.E.L.D., but don't get me started.
S.H.I.E.L.D., I like S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know. Are we talking about TV now? I guess we're talking about TV now. Dan, what are you watching?
Yeah, Dan, speak up.
Daredevil. I just finished Daredevil last night.
Oh, wasn't that brilliant?
It was really good.
I haven't finished the last episode yet. Don't say anything.
Yeah, we won't spoil
I'll
it.
I'll tell you exactly what happened.
And then the thing,
boom, 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 and then this happened, and then this happened.
The Daredevil has this fight, and the Punisher comes, and he shoots a gun, and Elektra comes, and she does ninja stuff. It's really awesome. Oh, I ruined it for you.
Legends of Tomorrow, I laugh every show because, you know, they're like, Rip Hunter. We can't change time. You can't change the past. And every episode, they do something that would have drastic effects on the future.
Yeah.
And I just laugh. And then they don't fix it. They just leave it. You know, it's just like...
I don't know if it's the cast or what, but I find Legends to be a little bit innocuous. I like watching it because it doesn't bother me in any tremendous way. It's not deep. It's just entertainment. It's fluff. Yeah. Maybe it's the characters... Maybe it's the actors, I don't know. But, oh my goodness, the two guys from Prison Break?
Yeah.
Was it Warrington, William Witherington or whatever, and his
Captain
brother?
Captain Cold and...
Yeah, Captain Cold and Mr. Freeze.
No, Captain Cold and Fire. Oh, crap. I can't think of it either. the one's ice, the one's fire.
Oh, and I'm telling you, Heatwave?
Heatwave, thank you.
And I'm telling you, as a Flash guy, I should know that.
I just couldn't think of it.
But man, are they overacting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but that's the joy of it, watching them overact. So did you see Jonah Hex was on?
No, I don't watch Legends.
Yeah,
Jonah Daredevil Hex is literally the only superhero show that I've watched.
Yeah. So Jonah Hex is on Legion, right? And he comes up, he's got the scar. Yeah, Legends. He's got the scar on the face and everything. He's about a foot shorter than the Atom. Like, I know Brandon Routh is a big boy because he played Superman, but, you know, he's standing right next to Hex, and Hex is like a foot shorter, and you're like, oh, you're not intimidating at all, man. This guy's a scientist. He could bench press you. But it was good. I liked it. It was all right.
That was one of the...
Shouldn't they have shrunk the Atom a little bit then?
Yeah, he's got a suit. He flies around in his little Iron Man suit.
Yeah, in the Midwest. And then they just leave.
Well,
you know, like, oh, wait, after... spoilers if you haven't seen the episode yet. The Atom becomes sheriff. They chase away the bad guys. They totally change the history of the town, right?
Yeah, but that town's like, in one of those time fluxy thingies.
Everything they do is in a time fluxy thingy.
It's in like a range point. I swear to goodness, the police, the time police from Star Trek Voyager are going to show up and go, we can't allow this anymore. This is a little bit insane.
Well, Sarah, the White Canary, they get left in 1958.
Is her chin like really distracting?
Yes, the way her lips murmur.
No, she's got that little divot in her chin, and her chin looks like it's like a plastic implant. And...
Three of them get left in the past, so she, you know, wanders off and goes back to the place where Ra's al Ghul is, right? The train.
This is coming from the fellow who has absolute conniptions about spoilers, right?
Yeah.
Keep going. Keep telling the story.
This episode was 3 episodes ago, so okay, you haven't seen it yet.
You know, some people PVR.
Yeah. Anyways, at the end, she's like, hey, Ra's, when you meet me for the first time in 20 or 30 years, be nice to me. Like, people, you keep changing the past. Like, I just laugh every time I see it. I don't know.
But then again, there's always they didn't change the past because the past includes the fact that they went back in time did these things. So if they didn't do those, what was it? No, Professor Stein saved somebody.
Well, yeah.
In the cowboy land.
He made a medicine and
saved some kid. And then the kid says his name and you're like, oh, he was supposed to live.
Yeah. So you spoil. Anyways, time travel.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we kind of spoiled that thread. Yeah. But nobody's watching the show anyway, so. Anyways.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, here's Superman ripping off his black costume. So that's the Lois and Clark Superman, the one that's pre-Flashpoint. He's married.
Yeah.
So there's...
I picked all 6 issues up today, so it better be good because you recommended it.
Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind that the big fancy death that they're talking about is going to be Superman. Well, no, of course, because they said it already, didn't they? In like Superman 51, he's dying.
I don't know.
Not a big thing.
I don't know.
Anybody read that yet? I guess not.
No.
Anyways.
I haven't read a Superman comic for 5 years.
Oh. Somebody posted, like... I posted that art page, Gene Colan doing Daredevil. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And it's just so dynamic and so amazing, right? From the 70s, early 70s. And it's just fantastic. And then somebody else posted a house ad. It was Superman versus the Parasite. And I can't remember who the artist was, but it was probably Kurt Swan or somebody like this. And it's just such a horrible ad. I mean, it's got three or four planets in the background, and the background is bigger than the characters and the pose that the... Oh, it's just... Oh. I hated Superman as a kid. Oh, I hated it. You know, Kurt Swan might have been a nice fellow and everything, and I don't wish anything bad on him, but... Oh, my goodness, he's horrible. Like, let's stop drawing 1950 Superman in the 70s. He just texted me to
cancel his Thanksgiving reservation.
Yeah, exactly. He's not coming either. Sorry, Uncle Dan. But, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of turkey left over.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of turkey left over. But, I just, you know, I'm reading, you know, Batman, and it's being drawn by Neil Adams. And, heck, even Irv Novik, he was drawing pretty freaking amazing Batman. And then you turned over to Superman, and it was just this silly 1950s style. I'm going to be menaced by this little imp, and I have to get the imp to say his name backwards, and then he'll disappear.
Speaking of menacing imps, you know, I'm a fan of Batmite.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a... If I say it on the radio, of course, somebody will buy it immediately. But there's a Batmite first appearance on eBay for like $80.
Oh, there you go.
And it's in pretty poor shape, but for $80, I mean, it's from the early 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it's exciting. I might buy it.
Well, there you go. I swear I will not bid on it.
The last time we talked about a comic book on eBay at the show, it was bought within an hour, and that was the Captain Canuck. Number 4 oversize. Remember? Probably about like 2 months ago.
That wasn't me though.
No, we were in the car driving and you looked it up. You're like, oh, somebody's bought it.
Oh, there you go.
So I can't blame that one on you.
No.
Unless I find that you've got three in your collection.
No, I just got one of those.
Okay.
I just got one of those. I do have a slight confession to make though.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
I do have the Sergeant Fury 9.0 that you talked about like a year or so ago.
Yeah.
I bought that.
Which one was that?
I don't remember. You were talking about it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to scoop this from him. So I scooped it, and we were going to, like, post it with all broken or with a golf ball through it or, yeah. You know, a little bit of doo-doo on it or something or just to mess with you. It's been sitting in my filing cabinet this whole time, and I'm like,
well, I'll give you $20
for it. I'm either going to have to give it to him or, you know, get off the pot because whatever joke is over a long time ago, it's... Yeah, so I've got that comic for you if you ever want it. Next time you come to my place, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what it was. It was a Sergeant Fury or something.
Was it like Marvel Presents 31 or something?
No. It was
an actual Sergeant Fury one?
Yeah, it was a Sergeant Fury that you found dirt cheap, and you're like, oh, I'm going to get this because it's really inexpensive.
Yeah, I think we were all chatting, right?
Yeah.
And put a link in this. Oh, and then I saw it was sold, and I'm thinking, oh, Martin.
Yeah, I scooped
that one. Sure.
I've learned my lesson, by the way, Marty.
But I scooped that one on you like to
that was a joke play that a never joke, happened, right? Yeah.
And it just never happened.
But that's just as bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal something out from under you to play a joke.
Yeah, and it just sat there. And I was moving some comics the other day, and I saw
you,
it.
You forgot about it.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I completely forgot. I saw it, and I'm like, oh, man, I should really do something about this. What is it here?
Do something like announce it live on the air.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm confessing. Nick Fury and his Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. No, that wasn't it.
No, it was
Sergeant Fury. It was a Sergeant Fury, not a Nick Fury. Anyways, you guys talk amongst yourselves while I hit the interwebs here, see if I can find it.
While Chris can talk while I look at the Marvel Captain America magazine.
Oh, great. Do you want me to reveal my surprise that I mentioned at the end of last week's episode?
Yeah,
there was a surprise. I wasn't listening, I guess.
Yeah, you were signing off, and I kind of interrupted you to say that I was going to have a surprise.
Okay.
Do it.
So I did this trade with a gentleman in Toronto recently. So I brought the show off a little bit here. End up, Walking Dead, he's totally into Walking Dead, so I'd done some trades with him before, but... So a few random stuff that he threw at me. So I'm collecting these Marvel Anniversary, the headshots, the 30 year. So I'm down to only a few. So he threw one of those in for Masters of the Universe. So that was cool. Threw in a pretty nice Green Lantern number 23.
Yeah.
Okay. It's looks to be pretty good.
The first tattooed man.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
The who?
Tattooed man.
Touches the tattoos and they go flying off of him.
Oh my goodness. I totally forgot about him.
He had a copy of this. I actually got the color version of this Miss Marvel Arthur Adams variant off of him.
Yeah.
A while back. But he had the black and white, which it's a pricey book.
It is. I have seen it online. Yeah.
So I got that one. And I got this little number here.
Oh, my gosh.
Shield number nine.
You should have warned me and I'd have like a crowd cheering sound effect or something. Yeah. I am in shock. I can't believe that you got this. We're going to have to change the credits.
Yeah. I was in shock as well. I was sitting there about a month ago and I'm thinking, what have I got left to lose? So I just go on to Kijiji and send it to Ontario and I type in Shield number 9.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing pops up. He's selling Shield number 9, but he's all the different, the original, like the regular cover in three different variants.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I can't give this back to you because you have it in a bag with a board that's too small.
Oh, stop it.
And you've dinged the corners already. Oh,
stop it.
I mean, like, we started at 10. There's a 9.8 right there. That's a 9.6. There's a 9.4.
Yeah. Well, best one he's ever had in his hand, so.
Yeah, that's the only one.
Oh, you got to give this one back and get a better one.
Yeah, give me that.
No, it's cool.
Give me that.
It's very cool.
So it pops up, and I send him a message. What are the odds that you can split off this Arthur Adams variant for me? And as soon as he replies, I see that it's the exact same guy that I traded some Walking Dead books for, like, in the fall.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, it's me. Yeah, what do we, you know, so we got talking, and I told him I had a bunch of Walking Deads, and he's like, send me your list. I'm like, well, I want this. This is the priority.
Yeah.
Shield number 9 and that black and white Miss Marvel. Those are the two priorities. So, yeah, I was quite happy when I got that.
So now what's the bane of your existence?
I haven't even thought about it yet, to be honest with you.
You're still basking in the glow.
What
a find. That is awesome.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it.
And I have no idea what it's worth because I can't find it on eBay. Sold. Available current auctions, like I just can't find it.
Well, you're on that Arthur Adams forum thingy. Yeah. Well, what do they say?
I haven't chosen me because I didn't want anybody here to find out.
So. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, you were.
There you go.
But I was quite excited when I got that.
There you go.
He has a friend that goes back and forth from Toronto to Peterborough, so that's how we do the trading. So it was all good, and I was quite excited.
There you go.
Awesome.
Cool, cool.
Yep, yep.
If only it was a French Captain Canuck comic.
That's right.
Oh, don't even get me started. Although my hunt for a French Captain Canuck has brought some interesting stuff. You remember that amazing Spider-Man, what was the first one? Hit and Run. It had the Edmonton Oilers jersey, yep. And it was kind of like a PSA thing. And then they got reprinted in the States. Well, I guess issues, was it 1 through 3? Got reprinted in the States, and 1 through 3 were printed here in Canada. There was an issue 4, mm-hmm. which I didn't know about till Chris told me.
That's the Alberta one?
That's the Alberta one. And there's an issue 5 that I didn't know about. So that's cool. That's great. But what I didn't know is they were also printed in French. So there's French versions of those. So some of the guys that are trying to track down the French Canuck for me, they're like, well, I got these French Spider-Men. I'm like, what? Are they Editions Heritage? And they're like, no, they are not. I'm like, pourquoi? So we got 1, 2, and 3 in French, but we'll see how it goes. Yeah, no 4 or 5 at CBA today. So I don't know how rare they are or not. I'm bidding on one on eBay, and I think there's a day left. So maybe somebody will scoop it on me, and I'll cry, but.
It won't be me.
Especially after I told you I scooped you on that.
Yeah.
Was it a Nick Fury?
It was Sergeant Fury.
Sergeant Fury? It wasn't like Captain Savage?
No.
Or you were into the Furies, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, I can't even find it in Gmail. I can't even find a receipt there. So.
But it was so long ago.
It's so long ago that the joke is like over. I'm like, oh, I should just give it to him. I should just bring it in. I forgot to bring it in. You know, not only did I forget to like tease you with
it. You forgot to make fun of me with it. And then you forgot to.
Then I forget to like, so whatever it costs, it's yours now. Sweet. You just consider that the
joke's
just,
on
I'll,
you.
I'll just consider that the cost of my brain power.
Yep.
So yeah, this 75th anniversary Captain America anniversary magazine came out today as well with the previews, and I don't know if Marvel just did this so they would have something to throw in everybody's boxes as well as DC with the previews. Like, I don't understand this book at all.
Yeah,
it makes no sense. It's Cirque du Soleil ads. And it talks about Captain Canuck a little bit, and there's a Geico ad on the back, and, you know, they got a little bit of Civil War preview here. But, like, really, I honestly think that the only reason why this came out is so that Marvel can rain on DC's parade a little bit about the rebirth.
Yeah.
Like, what was the other part? What's the purpose?
Probably it's the absolute truth.
I mean, what's the purpose? It's dumb. It's dumb.
What about, did you guys hear?
Tom Brevoort, you're off my Christmas list, you whiny little whiner.
That there was, DC had said that some stores can open up early to sell some titles.
Yeah, DC Rebirth number one is allowed to be sold Tuesday at midnight, which, you know, officially that's Wednesday.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, well, Wednesday's the release day. But actually, the print copies, you're not allowed to open your store up earlier than mm-hmm. any other store in your area. So if there's four stores in your town and they all open up at 9, you're not allowed to open up at 8 and sell your stuff early. Now, if you change your store hours to 8, you yeah. know, then I don't know how that all works because, you know, what are they going to patrol it or stuff? But apparently they do have secret shoppers.
Yeah.
Mrs. Dixon was saying that they got secret shop more than once, you know. Somebody comes out on Tuesday going, can I have the new books?
Yeah.
I know you got them. Can I have them?
Yeah.
And then, you know, a few weeks later, they got a letter from Marvel saying, oh, I mean from Diamond saying, oh, you passed your secret shopper. Good job. You know. I got one of those from Microsoft once. Like, you know, the selling of licensing
stuff. Yeah, yeah.
So Microsoft, I guess they secret shopped and they're like, oh, we want one copy of Office and we're going to install it on 16 machines and you can do that, right? And I'm like, no. So a couple of months later, I get a letter from Microsoft. And you would think, like the Diamond letter, it would be like, hey, we secret shoppered you. You did well. Yeah. Way to go. Awesome. No, it was like, we didn't catch you this time. But piracy is a serious issue, and we're watching.
We know it was just a mistake on your part, and you meant to.
Oh, it was. I was incensed. I was PO'd. Quite PO'd. I'm pretty sure I fiddle faddled all over the office.
He immediately installed Windows on every computer for free.
I was just so upset. I was like, oh my, how about a pat on the back, you guys? I mean, not that. Nah, anyways, that's computer software thing. So yeah,
it's not compatible with our radio show.
Now, digital sales are midnight at Tuesday night, Wednesday.
But yeah,
morning.
So like the thing was that DC had said that their stores could open up at midnight if they buy the same amount of Rebirth number one as they did the first issue of Dark Knight 3. They put a disclaimer there originally, and then Marvel said, "You can just sell our comics at midnight that day." Anything.
It just sounds like whiny. Yeah.
How about you just let the product speak for itself?
Yeah. Marvel just needs to relax.
Like, you're on top. This is, you know what this is like? And I apologize if any of you ex-bullies are listening and you're now upstanding members of society. But this is like whiny Ars Ennis Moore hockey players whining that, you know, they're not popular enough. And, you know, we don't get enough girls, and so we're going to be like, like, come on. Marvel's on top. You're winning. There's no need to kick the little guy.
That's right.
Can't we all just get along?
Billion-dollar corporation.
You know, there was a time where Marvel used to call DC the distinguished competition, and it was fun, and they had, you know, Batman and Hulk crossovers and Spider-Man and Superman crossovers and Amalgam Comics. And now Tom Brevoort, I'm assuming it's Tom. I don't know who else would be responsible for this nonsense. Whether it's what's the head honcho there, Pomulter or whatever, Pelmanator, the guy who hates the Fantastic Four.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's him just being sour and bitter. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna make 50,000 extra copies of Han Solo number one so that DC doesn't win June. Really? Come on. Let's print up this really deluxe, glorious Captain America thing with no tangible content in it whatsoever and put it out there. Like, there's a two-page spread, M&Ms.
It's making me hungry. It's actually, no, is that for a variant cover?
Yeah.
Celebrate
it's a
with
variant
M&Ms.
Cover.
Actually,
M&Ms.
Oh, my goodness. No, it's not.
It's a five-page.
This is not, I didn't even realize this. There is, in the middle of this thing, a one, two, three, four, five, six, six-page M&M ad. Like, are you guys grasping at straws or what? No, because I'm not going to...
Well, I'm going to go get some M&M's.
I'm going to get either pizza or chicken wings after this. I'm not going to get M&M's, I'll tell you that much.
You'll be like, can I get a pepperoni pizza with M&M's on top?
It's horrible. It's horrible. Anyways, Black Panther number one. I see a house ad here for Black Panther number one. You guys read that?
No.
Not yet.
Trust me, you should read it.
Yeah.
It was good. It was really sharp. It's probably, in my opinion, the best issue one of any issue of any comic that has come out in the last 4 years. I think it was that good.
That's an outstanding recommendation.
I think it was that good. It was really sharp.
I know I was at CBA last Saturday, and they had a stack of the number one. So if they still have some, I'll maybe pick one up next time I'm down.
I thought it was really good. I thought it was really sharp. And, you know, I mean, superhero-ish and the whole T'Challa and Wakanda and all that sort of stuff. And it just a really nice, good issue. I mean, like, Doctor Strange was pretty good, issue one. But this was, I think, better.
What's cool about Black Panther is, like, at work, we just got in a pop vinyl for Black Panther for Civil War. And, you know, we got the Civil War Captain America. You know, it's like the 45th Captain America pop vinyl. Yeah. Same with Iron Man, you know. But then there's Black Panther, you know, somebody who's cool and been around for just about as long and getting their first sort of recognition.
Yeah, that's good.
Although, I got to tell you, I'm a little bit upset about that whole thing. Uh-oh. In the 70s, we had Black Lightning, Black Panther, Black Goliath, Black Widow. Where's Polish Widow? Where's Polish Panther? Where's Polish Lightning? Have you seen Polish Lightning?
Isn't that you going to the bathroom?
That's I was about to say. I see Polish Lightning every time I eat chili.
Well, now you've got a whole team for Captain Polska.
There you go, eh?
I think we're on Justice League.
We're gonna make that. Yes, the Polish League. The Justice League of Poland. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. So you guys, have you checked out the Aurora Man Kickstarter?
Yes. Lately? Yeah.
Not lately. I know he officially has released the...
I have a tidbit of news here from Jeff, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything about it or not.
Then don't.
Jeff.
Better not, dude.
Is this news exclusive.
Anyway, so while Marty's talking out his texts, I'll say that they're up to nearly $3,000 on the thing. A little shy of that, and he had posted the stretch goals,
thank you,
which included some 8-bit buttons and
of the stretch goals he announced?
He hadn't announced the actual artist.
Oh, okay.
So
we're not going to say anything until he comes back.
It could be a long few minutes.
It could be.
Come on, Jeff.
He's not listening to the show live.
Do, 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 do.
But yeah, he was pretty excited because he wanted to do a variant cover if they get to the $4,500 level with an artist, and he got that variant cover.
An artist
we're just
that
not
we
going
know.
To we're just not going to talk about the artist unless we
but we know
get permission
name, like, we know this name though this artist
not I didn't know the person's name.
No, but I mean it's a recognizable name.
It is a recognizable name if you purchase comics from a certain company from a certain genre.
Okay.
It's not Neil Adams. It's not George Perez.
No, not Arthur Adams.
It's not Arthur Adams.
So but, it's another variant that you don't
but,
have to.
But it's collect. It's pretty cool. It's so, pretty cool.
Nice.
But yeah, so they're rolling pretty good on the Aurora Man thing.
I got three dots.
He's typing.
Jeff's typing.
He's gonna listen to the show later and laugh. I still haven't. Sorry, Jeff, but I still haven't put my donation in yet. I haven't figured out. Although I did get told I wasn't allowed to get the Mike Ruth original art.
You're such a slacker.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Well, because I wanted...
How much is the Ruth one?
It's $175.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Well, because I had posted that my wife didn't explicitly say no, and then she said explicitly no. So, but I'll still make sure, you know, I'm gonna put something in for sure.
How long does it take to type here, Jeff? Those three dots have been bouncing on my phone for quite a few minutes.
It could just mean he's been reading your text.
Yeah.
Or your Facebook message.
Whenever Chris takes a long time to type his messages like this, I send him, like, how should stuff. We say?
Distracting material.
I was going to say racy photographs.
Distracting material.
To see if he can, like, oh, wait, what? No, we're not saying nothing.
There you go.
Erase the last 20 minutes of tape.
There is a very cool announcement that will be announced on Wednesday.
So, did you guys hear that the Killing Joke animated movie will be R-rated?
Of course the Killing Joke animated needs to be R-rated.
That's a straight-to-video thing, though, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be R-rated because the home video rating system doesn't include an R.
Well, that's what the article in Canada. Says. Yeah, it's
18A.
18A or whatever. But yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, it's you got to admit, there's a couple of scenes in there, like the last. Okay, spoilers if you haven't read Killing Joke. But if you haven't, tune off the radio now. You don't deserve to be called a comic book collector. But, you know, the scene at the end where he, in theory, kills Joker, the whole scene with the shooting of Barbara Gordon, you know, all that stuff. There's a scene before the shooting that's kind of... Mm-hmm. I mean, this is sensitive adult material, so I do not disagree it being R-rated. But is it a kind of a Deadpool gimmick? Are they just doing it because of Deadpool? Or do they honestly think that the material is... Because they did Dark Knight Returns. And one could say that Dark Knight Returns could have been an R-rated cartoon.
Yeah. Well, Assault on Arkham was up there,
too. Yeah, exactly.
And it was just like 14A, right? So
So
I don't think there's anything that, you know, unless they're going explicit in all of those things that you mentioned, you know, they could have just sort of danced around it a bit to make it just a normal sort of PG movie.
No, I like it. I like the you know, oh, Deadpool's the first R-rated comic book movie. How many were there before that? Judge Dredd, the second Dredd movie with Carl Urban was R-rated. Mm. But did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, did you see it?
No.
Oh, you got to see it.
There was a few bullets spent in that movie.
Oh, it is just a slagfest of ammunition. It is just, you know, you see that Hardcore Henry preview? It's got nothing on this Dredd. There is... bits of brick and mortar and bullets and lead and people and soft tissue matter just everywhere. I thought I liked it. I liked it very much.
I didn't mind it.
Jeff says we can also mention his Ashcan issue. Did you guys see the Ashcan?
Yeah.
So he's doing a little black and white photocopy Ashcan like they used to for copyright purposes back in the 70s and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be printing those off for, he's a teacher at school. So he's going to be, printing some of those off for use in the school.
Right.
But since, you know, he's got this Kickstarter going on, he's going to throw it in as a reward in the Kickstarter. So
cool. I definitely want one of those.
Yeah, well, it'll be good.
Can't get one unless you...
Well, I told you I'm going to. Still got 20 days. I'm the guy that likes to wait till the last minute.
You know what we should do is tell Jeff not to send him one. We'll send it to CGC or CBCS to get graded.
That's right.
And we'll give it to him with like a fake golf ball through it or something like that.
Or you'll mean to. See if we can hear from now.
Yeah,
you'll,
that's right.
You're like, oh, I just found this in my filing cabinet.
Meanwhile, Dan here is like hiding the three extra copies of Captain Canuck Reborn in French that he happened to find. And he was going to so graciously give me one. He's like,
yeah,
you're not getting this for 13 months, you jerk. Anyways. So yeah, it should be fun. Yeah, I'm just reading Jeff here. He's talking. You guys are becoming the official Aurora Man news outlet. Well, given our limited audience, you may want to pursue a better outlet there, Jeff. I mean, we love you and we love the comic, but what's our mileage reach here? How far does the radio station actually extend? 25 kilometers? What's the transmitting power of Trent Radio?
I don't know.
I mean, plus we got the Peterborough Drumlin, so it doesn't matter. I mean, you could boost this radio station to, what is it, 4.6 gigawatts, or what was it in Back to the Future?
Yeah.
And it still wouldn't help. As soon as you hit the 115, it'd be gone. I still remember moving to Peterborough, and there was two radio stations. Two. And that was it.
Yeah.
Couldn't catch anything else.
That's right.
Couldn't catch Buffalo 29, so no Star Trek for me. My little terrestrial antenna. Yes, that's how old I am. That's what happens when you live in a valley. Anyways, anything else? Is that it? Are we just like fishing for things to...
That's been the whole show.
That's been the whole show.
We've been fishing the whole show.
What about the news coming out here and there about the new Spider-Man movie?
Homecoming. I haven't read anything about it.
Homecoming, as they've called it. Spider-Man Homecoming.
I haven't read anything about it.
I see lots of people mad because they bought first issue of Spectacular Spider-Man, hoping that would go up in value when it's called Spectacular Spider-Man. And they're like, no, it's called Stupid Homecoming or something.
Yeah, I don't even know
what that means.
Speculation.
Homecoming, that's like a high school thing in the States.
Yes. And it looks to be, I mean, he's a younger actor, right?
Yeah. So,
and the casting they've done... is younger people, so
there you go.
Is it going to be high schooly?
Oh, for sure.
Didn't they?
I think it's going to be a knockoff of the Spidey comic and the first Spider-Man, where he's the second Spider-Man set where he's in high school and stuff. I just
did they already say that somebody from the Avengers was going to be in that first movie?
Iron Man. There's rumors of an Iron Man appearance.
Yeah.
So
yeah, whatever.
Tony, or at least at very least a Tony Stark, which makes sense if. If Spidey's on Team Iron Man in Civil War.
Yeah, how'd that work out for him?
Yeah.
I think he should consider that before he signs up with Tony Stark.
Well, if he's going to go into the future and end up as the new Iron Spider.
Yeah, exactly. Got to get your Iron Spider, like, brownie points in somehow.
Yeah.
Lame-o. You're no Bart Allen. No Wally West.
You guys watching Gotham at all?
On and off.
Yeah.
It's on the PVR, and every so often I tune in. It's all right, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It just seems a bit weird.
I mean, it is different. But I'm enjoying the Bruce side of things now.
Oh, he's an alley rat?
Yeah. So he took off from the mansion, just hanging out with Selina Kyle and trying to figure out how things work on the street. So to me, it's kind of building things up, right?
Yeah.
Like, how does it work? Who's in charge? Yeah, so I'm liking that aspect of it.
Did you guys ever say what Rebirth titles you are going to get?
I haven't decided.
I don't know if we got time to delve into that. We might have to do that next week.
We got a minute 40 seconds. So
a minute 40 seconds.
Well, maybe we should mention our little hiatus then.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, we'll still be doing it, putting it up on the website.
Are we?
Oh, are we?
Oh, okay.
Aren't we?
Sure. Yeah.
This
is our last show. Yeah, there's
a
2 week break?
Yeah.
Between the winter and
break.
Summer sessions here?
Yeah. But we'll still put something up on heykidscomics.ca so you don't go through with
them. Oh, you know what we should do? Do it on my kitchen table. I'll get that little conference mic, and we'll break out some beers or some other bubbly pops. And since you guys did half a show ripped.
Sam.
With Scotch. We could do the whole show.
And he
was
he wasn't inebriated. He was feeling good.
That's right.
And those ones can go on the interwebs where there won't be any
where there's no
fabric.
Rules.
Oh, you mean we don't have to behave? We can punch the table as many times as we want, and
that's right.
and call each other names.
Yeah.
Dan here is biting his tongue about this whole Nick Fury thing. He's just bleeding out the edge of his mouth. He's got some choice words for me.
No.
Right. Anyways, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back on Trent Radio.
Hopefully.
3 weeks, hopefully.
We've got to get approved again.
3 weeks-ish. If we're approved, that's right.
Wait a sec. Are you guys the ones that drink on the air? Yeah, no, you're not coming back.
Yeah, you're out.
You guys are out. Now, to be fair, there was no on-air drinking.
No.
Sam did his drinking before he got here.
That's right.
And he wasn't inebriated.
He was not.
He wasn't. He was just being silly.
He was just having fun.
He had one.
All right, well, I guess that's all the time that we got. Maybe in our next session we'll figure out a better way to end the show. So, tune into heykidscomics.ca next week, same time-ish, and we'll try to have something up there.
There you go.
All right.